When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 25 of Dare to Be. Our devotional today is titled, Some Will Doubt Your Courage. Warren Wiersbe once wrote, "Whenever you step out by faith to fight the enemy, there's always somebody around to discourage you. And often, it begins in your own home." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel 17, verses 24 through 30. "All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. And the men of Israel said, 'Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel.' And David said to the men who stood by him, 'What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?' And the people answered him in the same way, 'So shall it be done to the man who kills him.' Now, Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, 'Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your presumption and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle.' And David said, 'What have I done now? Was it not but a word?' And he turned away from him toward another and spoke in the same way. And the people answered him as before." After David heard Goliath's taunts in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 23, he discovered that there was a threefold reward from King Saul to whoever defeats the giant. He would receive great riches, the king's daughter in marriage, and his father's house would be free from taxes for life. Interestingly, while no one would fight Goliath, this didn't stop them from talking about the reward. The reward was meant to stir someone to action, but it only inspired talk. Rewards are never given to those who only talk about them. David wants to know the rewards because he is ready to fight. David desires to know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That's from verse 26. This question reveals two things about David's motivation. First, he knows Goliath is an unholy enemy of God's people, an uncircumcised Philistine. Second, David realizes this giant is defaming his God by defying God's army, defying the armies of the living God. When David asks one question, his older brother Eliab is angry. Eugene Peterson shares these insights. The oldest brother, Eliab, and the youngest brother, David, are at odds at this point. They see the same facts in the Valley of Elah, but they interpret them differently. The Eliab mind is impressed with size and power. The David mind is attentive to God and the right. When David showed up at the camp that day, Goliath dominated the scene. the huge giant twirling his 25-pound spear with the careless ease of a cheerleader twirling her baton was completely intimidating. His taunts across the valley, teasing and provoking the Israelites, each day made each man a little more of a coward. Goliath, his size, his brutality, his cruelty, centered the world. Goliath was the pole star around which everyone else took bearings. The same debased imagination that treated Goliath as important treated David as insignificant. Eliab, who was in awe of Goliath, was contemptuous of David. He treated David with withering scorn. His imagination was so ruined by Goliath watching that he was incapable of seeing and accepting a simple act of friendship from his little brother, let alone the possible presence of God. But David entered the valley of Elah with a God-dominated imagination. He was incredulous that everyone was cowering before the infidel giant. Weren't these men enlisted in the army of the living God? God was the reality with which David had to deal. Giants didn't figure largely in David's understanding of the way the world worked. David faced an adversary in his brother before he faced an adversary in Goliath. People who won't battle the enemy sometimes seek to demean those willing to. Maybe it is because they know that they should be standing up for God, and it spotlights their faith failures when someone else does. It happened to David. So don't be surprised if you encounter opposition from those closest to you when you dare to be courageous for God. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you witness the mindset of Eliab in Christians today? What stands out to you about David's mindset? And finally, how can you speak the truth in love when other people ridicule your faith in God? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.